You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business, a man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, breaking down Thursday night football with the Cowboys and the Lions in Detroit. Why I like Dallas to not just cover, but win the game. And I think both George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb go over 100 receiving yards tonight. And then Femi and I started the game if the NFL season ended today. Going through the various playoff matchups if the season ended today, our projected point spreads, and how we would bet those games at this juncture. And Femi, we actually didn't get through all of it. We have one more AFC game to discuss. It is the 4-5 matchup. Tell the audience what it is and the projected point spread.
Yeah, we have the 4-5 matchup between the Ravens and the Chargers. Baltimore right now leading in the AFC North. The Chargers are your current 5 seed with Justin Herbert having his hand issue. But I'm assuming by the time we get to the playoffs, that should be all sorted out here. But Baltimore is a 3.5-point favorite in this game is what we came up with earlier today. For me, I think I would take the 3.5 with the Chargers is what I would do if this was the betting. Because I just, like Lamar Jackson, if we get to the playoffs, maybe he's healthy at that point. He's been dealing with an ankle injury. He's got a foot injury, a knee injury. Like, there's so many injuries that he's accumulated throughout this entire season to where I don't really want to be laying points with the Baltimore and Lamar. And we already know how that team performs in the month of January anyways. So I would actually take the 3.5 and just think that it's going to be a close game between the Chargers and the Ravens. That would be my bet if we got this betting market come 5 weeks from now.
I think the Ravens are so fascinating, right? Even as far as this weekend's game goes at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we get the news today, and I want to say I'm surprised by it, but I don't know if I can be. So Lamar Jackson doesn't practice today for the Ravens, which is kind of like a theme that's been going on for a while, obviously, for Lamar in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. So no Lamar today for the Ravens, which implies, obviously, that he is not at 100% health. Now, I bet the Bengals on Thanksgiving night. And what I said on the show last week was my bet and my thought have nothing to do with Lamar and the Ravens, or with Joe Burrow and the Bengals, excuse me, but everything to do with Lamar and Baltimore, because Lamar is not healthy to me. I thought Lamar looked pretty healthy on Thanksgiving night. I just didn't think he played well. Now, Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken did say after practice today that he expects Lamar to play on Sunday, and the betting market tells you that Lamar is going to play. The point spread went down from 6 to 5.5. So if there were like extreme pessimism of Lamar playing, like this would not be the point spread of the game. I think Lamar is going to play. If Lamar is not healthy, and if he's not practicing on Thursday, like he's not healthy, and I can be wrong in my evaluation of what my eyes told me last Thursday night, I think I'm probably going to bet the Steelers on Sunday. And I don't want to bet Pittsburgh on Sunday to cover the spread. I think Pittsburgh stinks. And until further notice, Femi, I can't bet the Ravens as favorites against anybody if Lamar's going to play like he's been playing. So, I mean, like, I can give you an answer. If Lamar's fully healthy, then yeah, I'm going to like Baltimore against the Chargers without Slater and without Joe Alt. But if this is, if Lamar keeps playing like he played on Thanksgiving night and he's not healthy, the Ravens are not going to win the division. Like, the Steelers will either win it or maybe Joe Burrow and the Bengals win it at 8-9. So, please. Lamar's got to get healthy for the Ravens here. And I think talking about Baltimore in the playoffs, like I have no idea if Lamar's going to be healthy enough to get them over the hump and into the postseason.
Well, you mentioned this Sunday. I mean, you're definitely not alone because all the sixes are gone. Like this was 6 before that report came out that Lamar was missing today's practice, and now it's 5.5 everywhere. So there's clearly pessimism around Lamar Jackson. Like, I don't think it's the point to where he's not going to play, but clearly he's compromised to some degree. And like we've seen it since he's come back, just doesn't look like the same Lamar Jackson sans the Dolphins game where he was healthy and they lit the Dolphins on fire. So I agree. I don't think you can lay points with this team. And like, when they're healthy too. What have the Ravens done every playoffs? It's underperform. It's choke. We talk about this all the time. Like, this Lamar and Harbaugh Ravens team doesn't come to play in the postseason. And now you're adding an injury on top of it. Yeah, I'm not going to be laying 3.5 or anything with Baltimore. I'd just take the 3.5 with the Los Angeles Chargers. Like, do I think the Ravens would win? I'm not even so sure I could even say that, to be quite honest. I think the Chargers would be very live to pull off this game, even with all of their injuries. Like, would you bet? Like, would you put the Ravens in a money line parlay if this was the price on Wild Card Weekend? I wouldn't.
If Lamar's healthy, yes, I think they're better than the Chargers without the two offensive tackles. Yes, but I'm assuming health here. Without assuming health, like, no way.
Yeah, that's where to me, and who knows? Maybe week 17, week 18, Lamar Jackson.
And I got news for everybody,
like Lamar Jackson,
Femi, if Lamar's not healthy and he keeps playing like he's been playing, the Steelers are going to beat them on Sunday. And remember what I said on Monday, that I'm going to like the Ravens to maybe not cover but win the game because I thought Lamar looked better on Thursday night on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. If Lamar's not healthy, and I honestly, like, I think I'll probably be on the sidelines of this game because I'm not going to know the answer to the question that I need to know the answer of. Is Baltimore's quarterback healthy? If he's healthy, the Ravens are going to win. If he's not, I think there's a good chance they lose. And I'm not going to know the answer. So maybe it's a live betting game. I don't think I can bet this game pregame. And I think, you know, we can have a conversation about if the Ravens make it. I'll tell you what's going to happen if they make it. And Lamar's healthy. They will lose to someone in soul-crushing fashion. Whether it's New England, whether it's Denver, whether it's Buffalo, or whether it's like the Rams or the Eagles or the Packers or one of these highfalutin teams in the NFC. Because they ain't winning the Super Bowl. I feel really confident in that. This week, I have no idea. I have no idea what to do.
The Steelers win this game. I think that might anger Steelers fans the way that they've been talking about Mike Tomlin. Like,
no, they'll be back. They'll be singing Renegade again. They'll be back.
Will they? They want him out of
yes.
there. Hey, everyone's coming out of the woodwork. Roethlisberger, Harrison, like everyone. Like,
yeah, it'll be amazing. If they beat Baltimore, it's going to be funny how they're all going to say that the Steelers are back. Guaranteed.
If they beat Baltimore, the Bengals are going to win the division. Mark that down here on December 4th. If they beat Baltimore, Bengals AFC North champions.
Well, you need the Bengals to beat Buffalo on Sunday, which I don't think is impossible. And I think I'd only bet Cincinnati in the game, but we'll see about that. So that is the NFC and AFC playoff picture. If the season ended today, we'll have more on this, obviously, moving forward this season. You better you bet on this Thursday. All right. Selection Sunday is coming up in college football. And pro sports bettor Joey Knish will join us next segment on the show to give us his bets and his thoughts on college football and the playoff and all the games coming up this weekend. But Femi, like, we do have a bracket right now and things are subject to change and we can talk about some of the things that might change as a result of this weekend. But from where we stand right now, let's roll through it here. Give us some of the first round matchups, the projected point spreads in the betting market, and we can kind of bandy about how we see the first round playing out if it ends up something similar to this.
Yeah, we have the first round matchups right now on the screen for those of you watching on YouTube or on Twitch, wherever you might be watching. We appreciate Mike Brown getting that up there for us here for the CFP picture. And I think I want to start off with the left side of the bracket here with Alabama and Oklahoma. This, of course, is the rematch of the game that we saw earlier last month where Oklahoma went to Alabama and beat the Tide. So we have the point spreads from our good buddy Colin Wilson, who joins us every single Friday over at the Action Network. He has Oklahoma a 1-point favorite against Alabama. And obviously when you factor in home field advantage, because these are campus sites. These are not neutral site games. These are campus sites. So this game would be played in Norman. With a 1-point spread, I would be betting Alabama. I think Alabama is the much better team than Oklahoma. And I will be licking my chops at getting Alabama at a dog price against this OU team. I'm hoping this is what the point spread is because Alabama's better. And if you watch that game where Oklahoma beat Alabama, you would also acknowledge that Alabama is the better team. That was a very fortunate win for Oklahoma. Is that how you see it? Because I think this is just clearly an Alabama bet for me personally. A close game.
Yeah.
Kalen DeBoer over Brent Venables.
Now, I don't think this would be the matchup, but I mean, we can talk about it because I think if Bama's going to be in this range, I think they'll be 10th. I think they would drop down to 10, obviously, with a loss against Georgia this weekend. So I don't think this would be the matchup, but if it is, and that's the conversation we're having right now, yeah, and the point spread's 1, which I don't think it would be. and I can be wrong. Yeah, I would absolutely bet Alabama. There's no question about it. Bama was way better than Oklahoma in that game. They just turned it over three times. But, you know, to be fair to Oklahoma, that's kind of been the Sooners' formula for success, where, like, the offense has been is largely bad for most of games. And then, like, John Mateer will pull one out of his derriere and throw a long touchdown like we saw against LSU this weekend. And the defense is awesome, and the special teams is awesome. And the situational football is really good. And that's how they're winning these games. And it's not impossible that that happens again, but I would not bet on it. You and I are simpatico on this one, that if it's Bama, Oklahoma, and the spread's close, I'll also like Alabama in the game.
Yeah, to me, it's like, I don't even want to like think twice about this one. Like, and that's no disrespect to Oklahoma. I have eyeballs, and I've watched them play all season. I've watched Alabama play. Alabama's better. Sorry, guys. The next game that we can get to here, North Texas and Oregon. This would be the 12-5 matchup in the first round. North Texas is taking on Tulane. They're favored, which is why we're using North Texas. They're favored in that conference championship game against Tulane, even though the game is being played in Tulane. But North Texas is expected to win. They would be a 15.5 point underdog against Oregon. Now, North Texas is a pretty like high-flying team. They're going to play. It's like their games tend to be high-scoring. I'm not too concerned about that. I think Oregon would whack them. Like, I really do. And I know that's what the point spread indicates at 15.5. That's a massive point spread. But as we saw in those college football playoff games last year in the first round, where there was Notre Dame, Indiana, Penn State, SMU, like when the better team is at home, and even in Ohio State and Tennessee for that matter, better team at home, it's better off just laying it with the better team. I would lay it with the 15.5 with the Oregon Ducks. I think at 17, I would think about maybe North Texas or 17.5, but at 15.5, it's the Ducks for me.
I'll be candid with everybody. Like, we have not talked a ton on this show. Like, Femi and I haven't, at least, about the group of five teams. Like, we haven't talked a ton about James Madison, haven't talked a ton about North Texas, haven't talked a ton about Tulane, and, you know, couple of those, the coaches have all left, right? So I think it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out here. Like, this is why we're going to have great guests come on the show. And that doesn't mean that Femi's opinion on the game can't prove accurate. I'm just saying, for me, I'm guessing if I'm handicapping Oregon, North Texas, I'm probably going to lean with someone like Femi or like Colin or Kanish, the guys that come on. I guess Oregon makes sense, but I mean, I have no idea. I think Oregon would win at the very least and advance to the next round. So this is the one that I'm least confident in, Femi. So like, we can move on here to the other side of the bracket.
Yeah, and let's get juicy here with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. This is the team that we're not so sure if they're in. Everyone's wondering about that one. Of course, if BYU were to win, Notre Dame would be out. But like, if BYU wins, there's the Notre Dame-Miami conversation, which will thankfully end on Sunday morning, and we will all go back to our regular lives here. But Notre Dame at Texas A&M. Colin, he comes up with a pick'em price in College Station. Notre Dame and A&M. I would bet A&M. That's what I would do. I'd bet Texas A&M. So we saw these two teams play earlier this season in South Bend. That was the game where the holder dropped the ball on the extra point, which would have tied the game there for Notre Dame. A crushing loss for Notre Dame, which has them in this position of being on the CFP bubble. But I'm not convinced that Notre Dame is this great team that everyone's talking about. I know what the power ratings say. I know what everyone says, like, oh, like they've improved so much and all this stuff. I think the schedule's just gotten worse. That's why Notre Dame has been playing really well. Like, the two games that they played against really good teams that have similar talent, they lost those games. And now they're on the road against a Texas A&M team. And I know A&M, they also haven't beaten that many people either. Like, they beat up on the bottom half of the SEC, and then they took a step up. They played Texas. They lost that game in Austin. This game's in College Station. I would bet A&M because I think they have the better quarterback in Marcel Reed. And I think they have the better team overall. So at a pick 'em price, I'm rolling with the Aggies.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that. We've been saying all year, I have at least, that everyone knows I love Ohio State. Like, they've been my pick all season. The only team I bet to win the national championship. I said it before Labor Day when they beat Texas in the season opener.
I bet Penn State.
But I've been consistent. Not great. 135th out of 136 schools on National Signing Day for Penn State. Still without a head coach.
Got them right where we want them.
I've said all season long that if there were a team that could upend the apple cart, that's not Georgia or Indiana or Bama, who is it? And the answer's been Notre Dame. I don't know if A&M's upside, which doesn't mean they can't win a one-game scenario at home against Notre Dame if that's the matchup, But I don't think A&M has the upside to make like a huge run in the playoff. I think they'll run into a team that's better than them. I do think they got exposed a little bit in the finale against Texas. And look, like, Femi's right. And this is not to take away from an A&M, like an awesome season for the Aggies. But, you know, like, they beat Auburn and Mississippi State and Florida and Arkansas and a crappy LSU and a Missouri team that obviously had fallen on at tough times at that point and didn't have Bo Prabhula in that game. So it's not like A&M went on like an SEC gauntlet like Alabama did. Give me a pick 'em price, I would take the Irish in that game. I'm also not convinced Notre Dame's making the college football playoff. Femi and I will get back to the bracket coming up later this hour, but on the other side, pro sports bettor Joey Kanish joins the show. His best bets for conference championship weekend in college football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Beating their arch rival and heading to the Big Ten Championship. The reigning national champions remain undefeated. They exorcise the demons by defeating the University of Michigan 27-9.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Gus Johnson with the call this past week on Don Fox. You know, it's always sad when the game isn't like a thriller and you get kind of a muted Gus Johnson. I need voice break, going through puberty, looking down when, like, you know, every young boy experiences this. I certainly did. I was tripped out, man. When you look down and you're like, wow, how'd that happen? I remember it was weird. Like, this is Gus, man. I need Gus break going through voice break going through puberty, Gus Johnson. Instead, we got a muted Gus Johnson. Now, there's a saying in life. You can take an animal to water, but you can't make it drink. I tried to tell people, Ohio State's better than Michigan. Ohio State's going to beat Michigan. Ohio State's going to cover the spread. You can take the animal to water, but you can't make the animal drink. Speaking of animals, joining us right now on the show, our good friend, pro sports bettor of the Hammer, Hit the Books with Brad Powers is the show. You can find it on YouTube and in podcast form as well. Great college football betting show. Our friend, Joey Kanish, on Twitter at JoeyKanish22, who decided to be a homer last week with his Michigan Wolverines instead of winning money with the Ohio State Buckeyes. Kanish, welcome back to the show. How does it feel to once again be on the losing end of the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry?
Gentlemen, tremendous football Thursday. And listen, they were due for one. They got one. But we will be back. We will prevail. Next year, don't you worry. Michigan football will be right back. And in terms of finances, we've got another opportunity this weekend, and we'll talk about it, to go to a game against Ohio State, a fraudulent Ohio State team that's due for a reckoning, and it's coming up this weekend, baby.
Are you – so, obviously, you like Indiana in the game. I'll give you an opportunity to talk about why. I can't believe that this is where we've landed, that Ohio State is fraudulent. I guess, look, like, we'll find out, I guess, coming up on Saturday. I love Ohio State in the game. Ohio State, and to be fair, to Kanish, the betting market's been moving towards Indiana all week. This point spread is 4 right now at BetMGM. It was 6 earlier in the week. So Ohio State 4 in the Big Ten title game, total 47.5. Kanish, why do you like Indiana? And is this an Indiana plus the points game, or is this an Indiana money line game, or both?
I'll tell you why the betting market's moving towards Indiana. It's because when you're in a football game that you're going to win and you're getting points, you don't actually need them. You're not going to need it. You may be getting 4, 4.5 still, down from 6, 6.5. You're not going to need a single one of them, baby. And I think you saw it when Indiana went up against the big boys, went up against Oregon, and played them man-to-man and took on it. And it's an Ohio State team that, again, hasn't been tested, has not been tested. You might say, oh, it's because they've been so – they haven't played an opponent near this quality. And I think Indiana, they've got the run game going. They're more physical. This isn't last year's huge Hoosier team that was on kind of a dream run, but when they went up against anybody real and big time, they didn't have it in the trenches. They didn't have the physicality. Different team this year. Different year, and I think it's just time. It's all the stars are aligning, the Cignetti run. They go in this weekend, Big Ten champions, and they come out, Indiana Hoosiers, undefeated. Mendoza's the Heisman, going into the playoff. Ohio State goes down this weekend. You heard it here first, and even if you didn't, you heard it from who you wanted it to hear from, baby. Indiana's your Big Ten champ on Saturday.
Absolutely love it. Going with the Indiana Hoosiers and Fernando Mendoza to win the Heisman Trophy. He will win the Heisman if they do indeed beat the Ohio State Buckeyes. How about the SEC title game Saturday afternoon? Georgia against Bama. Georgia right now a 2.5-point favorite. That total sitting at 47.5. We saw the Tide beat them earlier this season. Does Alabama do it again, or is it time to lay it with Kirby and the Bulldogs?
I tell you, this Bama team, they have been living quite a charmed life throughout this season. I mean, they've got 3, 4, 5 wins that were on a knife edge where they got outgained and they're able to. And even that Auburn game where you think, you know, the Auburn comes back, they're going to blow it. Maybe they're going to miss the playoff. And then they sneak out with another victory. And now it's going against a Georgia team that I would have said for the second half of the season, up until last week's performance, which was a little questionable, won't lie about it, had been ascending, had been looking, you know, significantly better. The offense was going, the defense, the run game, all of that was coming together. Now, against Georgia Tech, I don't totally know what happened. It was a pretty ugly effort to slog through that game. But for me, it's a Georgia team that I think, regardless of last week's result, has been continuing to get better. The offense, especially the defense early, was not a classic vintage Georgia defense. They don't pressure the quarterback like they used to. They still stopped the run. They were a little bit better, especially the last few weeks, at getting after the quarterback, getting some pressure. I think it's just a Georgia team that's got a little bit too much. And Bama, you know, I hate to use the hashtag word do factor, but they have played so many games this year where, you know, one thing goes wrong and they could have lost, should have lost. I think they finally get got this weekend. Give me Georgia. I laid it with the Bulldogs.
All right. A 2 is the best number you can find out there right now if you like the Georgia Bulldogs and agree with our guy, Kanish. This is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with Joey Kanish, part of the Hammer HQ, professional sports better. And you can go ahead and find Kanish on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. The Big 12 title game. A lot of eyeballs are on this one because this has some ramifications for the college football playoff. If BYU wins, we get some chaos. Maybe it knocks out Notre Dame. Texas Tech, a 12.5-point favorite, totals at 49.5. The Red Raiders destroyed BYU when these teams played earlier this season. Does that happen again, or can BYU keep the game close and potentially pull off the upset to punch their ticket to the CFP?
Yeah, I'm swimming with the fishes here, fam. I'm squaring it up. I laid it with Texas Tech. I know we're going to say if you go back, you know, a month, the number at Texas Tech was around 10. But I agree with you. That performance, I took in all of that game. I don't even think Texas Tech played particularly well. And they win 29-7, and it's a rocking chair cover in a game offensively. I don't think they were particularly good. And all they've done since then is just mash every opponent they played for the rest of the Big 12 schedule by 40, 50 points. It's just a team that throughout the entire season has just been three levels above the next best team in the Big 12. And I go, BYU, I think they were fortunate early. And then, you know what, second half of the year, they started playing some real good performances. The game against Cincinnati, and that they had some real wins that I did not think they'd be able to pull out and get to this point, and they did. So I'll give them credit. With that said, I'm not giving them this much credit. I mean, this would have to be, for me to even look at BYU, I would have needed something, at least 2 touchdowns here. I think it's still, and I can't believe I'm saying this for a Texas Tech team that covers every week, still a little light for me in this one. I just think Tech is too much, too good. Laid it here. I can't see a scenario where BYU, can they ugly it up and stick around? Maybe. You add in the Sataki news, the guy was 1 foot out the door and then came back. Give me Texas Tech here. I just think they're too much, and they keep pouring it on, and BYU doesn't have enough in the tank to stick around.
You Better You Bet on this Thursday, ahead of conference championship weekends in college football. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our guest, the great Joey Kanish, pro sports better on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. Hit the Books is the college football betting show that he hosts with our friend Brad Powers. Kanish, any other bets for conference championship weekend, ACC, American, or otherwise?
You know, I think the green, I tell you what, we're on the beach. It's one of those beaches. Maybe you're in Mexico where they tell you don't get in the water. It's a little dicey. And what do you see coming over? What's cresting? The green wave. Tulane, baby. I got to tell you, I think the North Texas team, they put up some nice stats. They put up some nice numbers. You know, they look good on a spreadsheet. But overall, when they went up against South Florida this year and they played a team of that caliber, they couldn't hang. I don't think the defense is very good. I think they've been able to kind of run it up on teams that have been overmatched. And when their offense gets going, it looks very good. I don't think that happens against Tulane this week. I think they've got the similar caliber of player, a team that's been, again, second half of the season. Tulane, you know, had some hiccups early, but I really like what they've done here. And I just think player to player, we're getting the better team. Tulane wins the AAC and maybe a little bid stealer here with a couple of, you know, G5 teams here. Green wave, take care of business. And I think the North Texas run comes to an end.
All right, so that's a lot of the bets for this weekend, conference championship weekend. Let's talk about the playoff, and we can kind of work our way backwards, but, you know, I think an important question that needs to be asked, you like Indiana to beat Ohio State on Saturday, you think Ohio State's fraudulent, and whether or not that's true or not remains to be seen. It may be true. Ohio State's been the betting favorite basically all season to win the national championship, from start to right now. It sounds like, Kanish, you don't think, and if you disagree, you can say so, it sounds like you don't think that Ohio State is going to do what it did last year, which is take a late loss. Last year was against Michigan, didn't play for a conference championship, but take a late loss and use that as fuel to win a national championship. So if you think Ohio State's going to win the Natty, please say so. My interpretation of your answer on the Big Ten title game says that you don't think Ohio State's going to win. So if it's not Ohio State, who's going to win the national championship?
I got it. And you know what? We've said it a few times on this show this year. And there could be what I'll call a little sweat rag here. There's been some Miami buzz in the air where, but if I'm on the committee and what I think the committee does, I think Notre Dame gets in, and I don't think there's been anybody the second half of the season that's been playing the level of football as Notre Dame. Now, you could say, I would, if you haven't placed a future yet, if you haven't got any of those Notre Dame prices that were out there, you know, a month ago, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, I think you got to wait at this point to make sure that they get in. Because I don't think the numbers will be significantly different. But there's 10-1 out there. I see some 11-1. There might be even high, I think it's a few places, 12-1. To me, that is as soon as they locked into a spot after the ranking show, which I think will happen, assuming BYU doesn't beat Texas Tech. Texas Tech wins. I think Notre Dame is in, and I think anything 10-1 or better is a bet, and I think they are going to make a run as the curve's bestie. I don't think anybody's playing better. I think they're buttoned up. I think the defense has finally gotten rolling. Give me Notre Dame, assuming they're good in, to win the national title, and it's a bet that even at current, but you gotta wait till the show's over, because you don't wanna, you know, that could be, if BYU wins, then I think that bet's dead in the water. As soon as it's official and they're in the playoff, click the button. Notre Dame, Fighting Irish are your national champs.
All right. Let me hit you with a couple scenarios then as far as who's gonna get in and who's not gonna get in. You just answered this question. I'll ask it again and you can answer it definitively. BYU wins the big, and you like Texas Tech to win and cover. If BYU wins, Notre Dame out. Yes or no?
Yep. Unfortunate. Hate to say it. Out. I think that's the last spot. I think that's the only pending question. BYU wins. They take the spot. Notre Dame is out.
Well, let me throw this at you. And to be clear, I think the committee will choose Notre Dame. I think it will be Notre Dame. Texas Tech wins, right? BYU's 11. BYU's going to drop. That means Miami, who's 12, moves up to 11. Notre Dame's at 10. Any concern for you that the committee will not want to have those two teams next to each other, with Miami holding a head-to-head win against Notre Dame? Are you concerned that the committee would put Miami in over Notre Dame if Texas Tech wins?
Was there some mild concern? Sure. Do I think it's going to happen? No. Because if they were trying to set it up for it to happen with neither of the teams playing another game, I think they would have already put Miami ahead or put them next to each other. So it gets, again, to me, I think you've got to do that before both of those team seasons are over right now. So you've got no game to play, and you've got no real way to, like, decide it, like, what could change. I think you just look foolish as a committee if you're doing that and you're putting, then flipping it at the end and saying, oh, well, they're next to each other. I don't think they'll change it from just a PR and an optics standpoint. I don't think the committee wants that look. Is there some possibility? I know some people out there are betting Miami, 10-1 to make the playoff. I'm not going to tell you it's not possible. But I think what will happen and what they've outlined will happen is, as long as BYU loses, Notre Dame's in.
Last one. Let's say Alabama loses 41-0 on Saturday. Are the Tide in the playoff no matter what happens on Saturday?
I'd say any type of, even a moderate loss, they're in. You don't want to punish conference champions. They don't want to get him up. You start talking about 40 or 50 points, though, then it gets dicey. I think they got to just be around 21. They lose 35-21, they're fine. They don't want to punish the conference championship games. They get housed and look awful and lose by 50, then you got to get the old sweat rag out. Then I think they're right. I think that's the only scenario is a loss that's so bad.
For people keeping score at home, that's two sweat rag references from Joey Knish, which some would say is too many. Knish, we'll talk to you next week for the college football playoff.
Gentlemen, I can't wait. I can't wait. Let's get the Irish in. Call your boys on the committee and tell them don't screw.
More college football playoff projections on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Four-man rush for Stanford. Carr throws it short. Price with the catch. Made a man miss. Price, end zone, touchdown. What a move by Jadarian Price.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
ESPN courtesy of the call. Joey Knish, our friend, pro sports better. Notre Dame to win the national championship. He doesn't like Ohio State. I disagree with him. But man, he's high on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Femi, it sounds like you're not. Before we get to the rest of the projections and thoughts on the college football playoff bracket, what did you make of all of Knish's? He likes Indiana, which I found was interesting, to beat Ohio State, and Notre Dame is his bet to win the college football playoff.
I'm just not convinced with Notre Dame. Indiana, I mean, they can all prove us wrong. I think Ohio State's going to beat them. But, I mean, once again, it's not like the most meaningful game for Ohio State. In fact, it's like the lowest stakes 1-2 matchup we've ever had in the history of college football, since both these teams are in and they're in with bye weeks. But it's still a lot of fun. We're going to bet the game. But, yeah, the stakes aren't super high. So I don't know if maybe Ohio State sleepwalks through the game, although I think they'll be focused. The Notre Dame one is the one for me where I'm going to have to be the guy that's paying to see it. That this Notre Dame team is like an elite college football team. Their best win is against USC. Like USC, we all have seen USC. They're not that good. And I get it. They're 16 in the rankings or whatever. I watched a ton of USC. As Mr. Jaden Maiava Heisman, believe me, I watched a lot of USC this year. That team can't stop anyone, especially when they have to leave the Coliseum in LA. And that's their big win, a 10-point victory over that team at home. It's a lot of just bad teams that they beat up on. And yeah, they took care of business. They blew them out. That's what you should do against bad teams. But I just don't see the proof of concept that this is all of a sudden one of the juggernauts in college football this year. I think they're going to go in as one of the more overrated teams that we have in the bracket. And I'll be looking to fade them at every turn if they do indeed get there. But I'm not so convinced that they get there. Like, I know Knish, he seemed pretty confident that if BYU were to get blown out by Texas Tech, which I do believe is that's going to happen. I think Texas Tech's going to run them off the field. And I think we're going to end up having the Notre Dame sitting there at 10 and Miami at 11.
Yeah, so you think Miami's going to make it?
I think Miami's going to make it. I do.
You got to bet it. So you got to bet Miami to make it then.
I'm 100% going to bet it. Earlier this week, I thought Notre Dame was just in because that's what the committee's been doing. But when they dropped Notre Dame to 10, I did not anticipate. Like, I was doing the show with PJ Tuesday. I thought Notre Dame was going to be sitting there at 9.
Did you see Marcus Freeman? I know you were off on Wednesday. Did you see Marcus Freeman on the Today Show? Like, you could see it. You could see that he's nervous. You can tell that he's nervous.
You have to be nervous. You have to be. Because if we have Notre Dame and Miami at 10 and 11, you have to have the conversation about head-to-head. How do you not have it? Like, otherwise, why are we playing sports? Like, seriously. Like, why are we playing sports if they're 10 and 11 and 11 beat 10? What the hell are we doing? So I think right now, if you're Notre Dame, I would be nervous if I was a Notre Dame fan. You are just hoping, like, all heck, that, like, somehow Texas Tech wins, but it's a close game, and, like, BYU is respectable to where they don't move BYU down, which, like, that's a needle that you're trying to thread here. But and 'cause I know Kanish brought this up as well. I know I'm going a little bit long here, but I think it's important to point out, like, yes, Miami and Notre Dame are both idle, but the committee has already said, Hunter Yurecek said that, like, that's not an issue. They'll move idle teams. Like, that's not a problem. And we've already seen them do that. If you want to go way back to the four-team playoff, when it was the Baylor-TCU conversation in the inaugural CFP, and all of a sudden they just moved Ohio State up, and, like, Baylor and those teams got moved down even though they didn't play because there was no Big 12 title game. So, like, we have seen them move idle teams. So just because Notre Dame and Miami aren't playing this week doesn't mean that they're not going to shift in the rankings. I don't think you should be taking that to the betting market. So for me, I'm betting Miami to make the playoff. That is going to be a bet for me, because I think that Miami has a chance if Texas Tech does what I think they'll do to BYU, which is blow them out and drops BYU down to 12 and moves Miami up to 11. And then here we go, head to head. And we all saw what happened Labor Day weekend.
I don't disagree that it could happen. I don't know if it will. I think, like, water gun to my head, I would take Notre Dame in that scenario. But, you know, when I did the show on Wednesday, Femi, like, I said the same thing you're saying. Like, all these different scenarios where Notre Dame could be on the outside looking in. I'll throw another one out there. And curious if you agree with this. Let's say Duke beats Virginia in the ACC title game, right? Mm-hmm. Duke is not getting into the playoff. Duke has five losses. Nope. Duke's out.
They're out.
Is the committee going to shut a power conference team out of the playoff? Like, the ACC is going to get no representation. I think the answer would be yes, but I'm not 100% sure, where if it's not Virginia, and it's obviously not going to be Duke, does the committee put Miami in? And it's another reason why Miami could potentially be in over Notre Dame.
So from a betting standpoint, doesn't it seem like Miami has multiple outs and Notre Dame has multiple ways to be out of the playoff?
Like, well, I mean, multiple
outs for Miami is like multiple paths to get in.
I would say, like, yes is the answer to that question, but it's not like a firm total yes, because this is all conjecture. It's not like we could say, like, if BYU loses, BYU is not making the playoff. Like, we know that. BYU, it's winning in for them to make the playoff. This is like, we think it could happen if this happens. Maybe it could happen if that happens. So it's not like we know for sure. So it's really tough to answer that question. I think they're going to put Notre Dame in. Do I say that with full confidence? Like, no. But I think basically what they've told you this entire time is that they think Notre Dame is better than Miami. And maybe they pull like a switcheroo here and we get a dusty finish at the end. But I think Miami could get in. I think there are a couple ways it could happen. Do I think it will? No. If I had a lot of money on Notre Dame or any money on Notre Dame, would I be nervous? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you would think that Texas Tech winning is like your way in. And I don't think Notre Dame's safe until on Sunday we see the committee actually put Notre Dame into the playoff.
Correct. And how you feel is how the betting market feels. Like, there's a prominent domestic sports book right now that has the yes price on Notre Dame at minus 355. That was a bigger price last week. Like, nobody anticipated Notre Dame getting dropped to 10, which I do agree with, by the way. Like, Alabama has a better resume. Like, what were we doing with that? Like, we've all been talking about Notre Dame, Miami. Like, Alabama, like, I mean, their wins are absolutely running circles around Notre Dame's wins. But that's now down to minus 355 for Notre Dame to make the playoff, which is indicating we think they're going to get in, but we're not so sure. Because if we were sure, like, this is, like, what, like -1,000, -1,500, if we were all sure that Notre Dame was going to get in the playoffs. So there's a lot of drama heading into the weekend. If BYU pulls off the upset, sorry, Notre Dame. If Texas Tech blows out BYU, I still think it's sorry, Notre Dame. and Miami gets in there because Miami then leapfrogs BYU, and then you have to have the head-to-head. Otherwise, I guess you're just lying to us that these teams were ever being compared to each other.
You better you bet on this Thursday. And you know, this has proven to be pretty fun for a number of years now, whether it's like me and Ken, me and Sam last year, me and Sam this year. Countdown to kickoff on Sunday is going to be a blast. Following the live markets here for who's going to make the playoff and who's not going to make the playoff is going to be very, very interesting. I think, you know, if Notre Dame is, you know, minus 2,000 on Sunday morning, like we'll probably know that Notre Dame's in the playoff. And also, if Miami's getting bet really hard, maybe we'll know something as well. And maybe everybody's just going to be wrong, but I do think it'll be very interesting.
Do you think Bama's for sure in?
Yes.
The betting market right now has Bama, I'm looking at it right now, BetMGM has minus 1,100. So they're being priced like they're like a virtual certainty. Now, I will, because I know a lot of people talk about like the conference championship games and stuff like that. SMU lost at the buzzer. So like if Bama gets blown out, like let's say Georgia wins like 38-7. Do you think Bama sees their name called on Sunday?
Yes.
I think I'm a yes, but I have to hesitate.
But also, the ACC, like not all conferences are created equal. I don't think you can be the number one seed in the SEC. And I know, and I've said this a couple times this week, it's not like college basketball where we do like the regular season champion. And I don't even mean that to diminish or like talk bad about college basketball, but we don't do that in college football.
It's just different.
Alabama's wearing the home jerseys in this game because Alabama's the one seed against Georgia, even though Georgia's the favorite. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you can be number one in the SEC in the regular season, play for a conference championship, and get downgraded if you lose when your opponent is currently in the top four of the college football playoff. Because what message, it basically is sending a message that like, why would you ever want to play for a conference championship if you're possibly on the bubble? There's no incentive.
Yeah.
I think Bama's in no matter what happens.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I mean, hell, I like Alabama in the game. So that's how I feel about that. I think they're going to win the game. But like, I just talking it out, like minus 1,100, it's not fun to bet it. But I mean, I don't know. it feels like you're going to win. Not going to win a whole lot because you got to bet a lot to do it. But it feels like you're going to win that bet if you want to bet Alabama to make the CFP. Yeah, I agree. I think maybe it should be off the board, but it's on the board for a reason. Maybe it's not 100%. I guess injury would be what would be baked in if like something, knock on wood, were to happen to a marquee player for the Tide and they lost in the like a blowout game. Maybe the committee would reconsider there, but that of course is a whole nother thing there. No, so we don't want that to happen. But yeah, I think Alabama's in, and minus 1,100 from a value perspective appears to be some value.
I'm off tomorrow from the show. I'm back on Sunday. Ohio State and Georgia will be my bets on conference championship Saturday. And if Kanish is right, Femi, and Indiana doesn't just cover but pulls the outright upset, I feel like I am going to be pretty flummoxed about how the college football playoff is going to go. If Ohio's, I'd probably come back and bet State again.
Exactly. I think I want Indiana to win. Like if Indiana wins, I think it's an opportunity to bet Ohio State because like this is not like a kitchen sink.
It's not a bad way to look at it.
Like, it's not. This, I get it. It's the Big Ten title game, and that's meaningful, especially for Indiana, who's like, there's no guarantee how the playoff is going to go. But, like, Ohio State, are they really, like, throwing their best game plan at this thing? I don't think so. Like, I really don't. Like, this is low stakes compared to the other 1-2 games. They're in the playoff. They have the bye week. They're focused on making sure that they're healthy for the playoff run and repeating as champions. I don't think they really care about a Big Ten title.
Maybe they try and get Julian Say in the Heisman.
Yeah. I mean, there's motivation there. But, I mean, they're not going to say, like, hey, like, let's go guns blazing to try to get him the Heisman. I think it'll happen organically if it happens.
All right. Final hour, power hour, coming up on the other side. Femi and I will give you all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including the Lions and the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football, plus pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola, and kicking it off, NBC Sports betting analyst, the great Jay Croucher. Final hour, power hour, you better you bet, coming up next on a Thursday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.